Offside. Birmingham brez sionističnih tolp. Prejšnji teden je športna redakcija Radija Študent spregledala tekmo med Birminghamsko Aston Villo in Makabijem iz Tel Aviva. A brez skrbi, aktualno politična redakcija je ni. Pred tekmo Evropske lige, drugorazrednega tekmovanja Združenja evropskih nogometnih zvez, znanega kot UEFA, se je pred stadionom Villa Park zbralo več kot 100 propalestinskih protestnikov, ki so zahtevali, naj se izraelski klubi izključijo iz evropskih tekmovanj. Hkrati so se na ulicah zbrali sionistični podporniki, ki so želeli izraziti solidarnost z navijači Makabija, potem ko jim je na priporočilo policije West Midlands Birminghamski svetovalni odbor za varnost prepovedal obisk tekme. Razloge za protest predstavi David, ki se je protesta udeležil.
In the run-up to the game, we were all calling for the match to be cancelled. So we don't want Israel to have any sporting connections to the United Kingdom, or cultural or economic. But in this case, sporting. And the reason is because we follow the call for boycott, divestment and sanctions from the BDS movement, which is the Palestinian-led movement, to get rights for Palestinians, their rights under international law that Israel is violating in many ways through, for instance, occupying Palestine, through having a system of apartheid imposed on all Palestinians, and now carrying out a genocide in Gaza. So all these things are against international law. And we think that that nation, a nation that carries out those acts, shouldn't have normal relations with the rest of the world. 2 years into a genocide, UEFA and FIFA are still allowing Israel to compete in its international competitions and still allowing clubs like Maccabi Tel Aviv to travel Europe. And we think that's complete double standards and hypocrisy. So we wanted UEFA to abide by, FIFA's got regulations actually which say that no international nation can host matches on the territory of another nation without permission. And yet that's exactly what Israel does. Israel Football Association manages 6 clubs which are Israeli teams based in occupied Palestinian territory. So it goes directly against FIFA's own laws and is grounds enough for FIFA to expel Israel. Now, we know the politics of these situations are not easy to change. You know, there are vested interests that are protecting Israel, essentially, and refusing to follow the laws and regulations. So all we can do as people who support Palestinian rights is bring pressure to bear, pressure to cancel the match. And although that didn't work and the match went ahead, we were there to protest the presence of Maccabi Tel Aviv in the UK, and we were there to protest its history of racist violence. So it spans our recorded singing chants such as why are there no schools in Gaza? It's because there are no children. So chants that openly celebrate the murder of thousands of children in Gaza, and also, you know, songs about raping Arabs, songs about killing Arabs, and so on.
Odbor je odločitev sprejel na podlagi ocene tveganja, ki jo je pripravila policija. Ta je tekmo z Makabijem označila za visoko varnostno tveganje zaradi preteklih nasilnih izgredov Makabijevih navijačev. Med drugim so se lani v Amsterdamu podporniki kluba iz Tel Aviva spopadli s propalestinskimi protestniki. Spomnimo, novembra lani je v nizozemski prestolnici potekala tekma med Ajaxom in Makabijem, pred katero so sionistični navijači obračunavali z lokalnimi prebivalci, ki so podpirali Palestino. Tako so napadali hiše z izobešenimi palestinskimi zastavami in jih nato zažgali ter uničili taksi vozilo. Na poti do stadiona so vzklikali gesla, kot so "Naj izraelska vojska zmaga, jebeš Arabce, Gaza je pokopališče in ni več otrok v Gazi." Po tekmi je prišlo do spopadov med palestinskimi protestniki in podporniki Makabija, zaradi katerih je bilo 5 ljudi hospitaliziranih, 62 ljudi pa je policija aretirala. Nicholas McGeehan, programski direktor neprofitne organizacije Fair Square, komentira, da je prepoved obiska Makabijevim navijačem neposredno povezana z izgredi v Amsterdamu.
To understand what happened in Birmingham, you have to go back to Amsterdam in November 2024, when Maccabi Tel Aviv played Ajax. And before the game and after the game, there were serious instances of racism and violence, some of them directed at Maccabi Tel Aviv fans. But I think the broader point, the most significant point, is that the violence was instigated by Maccabi Tel Aviv fans when they went into Amsterdam, tore down Palestinian flags, chanted racist chants against Palestinians and Arabs in general, and engaged in sort of almost celebration of what was happening in Gaza. Now, this was widely publicised in the Dutch press and in the international press at the time. I think even President Biden chimed in because a lot of the media reporting of it was framed around the anti-Semitism that was involved in some of the violence against the Maccabi Tel Aviv fans. But as the situation, I think, in Gaza has progressed and deteriorated, I don't think this can be divorced from that situation. Local civic leaders in Birmingham were very concerned about Maccabi coming to play Aston Villa, and started to talk about the possibility of a ban, and started to advocate for a ban. Now, because UEFA did not act after the November violence in Amsterdam, and they could have, and they said that they would, investigate the violence, but they never did. This became a policing issue, so it became the responsibility of the authorities in Birmingham to decide whether or not there was a safety risk, whether or not there was a risk to public safety. They investigated. They took information and intelligence from the Dutch police and the Dutch authorities, and eventually they made the decision that in the interest of public safety, they were going to put a blanket ban on Maccabi Tel Aviv supporters.
Odločitev je kmalu potrdila tudi Aston Villa, temu pa je kakopak sledil val odzivov politikov. Premier Keir Starmer je denimo na družbenem omrežju X, nekoč Twitter, zapisal: "To je napačna odločitev. Na naših ulicah ne bomo dopuščali antisemitizma. Vloga policije je zagotoviti, da lahko vsi nogometni navijači uživajo v igri, ne da bi se bali nasilja ali ustrahovanja." Prepovedi je nasprotovala tudi kulturna ministrica Lisa Nandy. Po njenem mnenju je bila namreč odločitev sprejeta zaradi varnosti Makabijevih navijačev, saj so ti Judje.
He tries to equate the two, but the truth is that he reveals himself in the language that he uses. He refers to the banning of football hooligans. He referred specifically to the decision to ban violent football hooligans. But this isn't a decision to ban football hooligans. This is a decision to ban all away fans from a game, which a safety advisory group has not done for nearly 25 years in this country. And it was a decision taken not on the grounds that he suggests, which was the risk posed by Maccabi Tel Aviv fans. It was a decision taken in no small part because of the risk posed to them because they support an Israeli team and because they are Jewish. And I would just gently say to him that if he is conflating everybody who supports an Israeli team, the vast majority of whom by definition will be Jewish, with being violent football hooligans, then he should consider whether he can really stand in front of this house and say that he is not behaving in a way that is anti-Semitic.
To sicer ni edini primer, ko so pristojni organi gostujočim navijačem prepovedali vstop na stadion. Decembra 2023 je bil vstop na stadion Aston Villa prepovedan navijačem Legije iz Varšave, saj je pred tekmo prišlo do izgredov, v katerih so navijači poljskega kluba proti policistom metali bakle in druge izstrelke. Septembra letos pa so italijanske oblasti Napoliju odredile, naj zavrne dodelitev vstopnic za gostujoče navijače nemškega Eintracht Frankfurta zaradi nevarnosti nasilja med navijači. Dan po sprejetju odločitve je komisar za metropolitansko regionalno policijo West Midlands Simon Foster zahteval takojšnjo revizijo prepovedi in ukazal sestanek Birminghamskega varnostnega odbora. Svetovalno telo, odgovorno tudi za varovanje na nogometnih tekmah, sestavljajo nujne reševalne službe, lokalne oblasti, policija in predstavniki kluba. Kulturna ministrica Nandy je na to zatrdila, da bo celotna vlada policiji zagotovila sredstva, da bodo sionistični podporniki lahko prišli v Birmingham.
Across government, we are united. The Home Secretary, myself, the Chancellor, the Prime Minister and the Community Secretary are united in saying that we will find the resources that need to be made available once the West Midlands Police has come forward with the risk assessment, and we'll work with one, as one government, to make sure that those resources are forthcoming, because of the important principle, fundamental principle, that is at stake about what sort of country we are.
Kljub neomajni podpori britanske vlade, ki je iskala rešitev, da bi se lahko genocidni hujskači udeležili nepozabne tekme v Birminghamu, je vodstvo Makabija sporočilo, da njihovim podpornikom ne bodo prodajali vstopnic za tekmo. Odločitev so sprejeli zaradi varnosti in dobrega počutja njihovih navijačev, kar je britanska vlada sprejela z veliko žalostjo. Odziv oblasti komentira McGeehan.
I think the political response and the response of much of the media was deeply misinformed. It was very obvious when you looked at what happened in Amsterdam that Maccabi Tel Aviv fans have a problem with racism and provocative behavior. It's very obvious that Israeli football supporters in general have a problem, and that's something that Israeli anti-racism campaigners have talked about and documented in detail. And when you look at what the West Midlands Police said, it was very obvious that they had looked at the evidence from Amsterdam, as it was their responsibility to do so, and taken a decision based on public safety. The idea that somehow this was rooted in anti-Semitism is something that is a very popular line for politicians of the centre-right, and even many in the centre. It's certainly a narrative that the Israeli authorities are very keen to put out there. But I just don't think it had any basis in fact. The facts were that people in Birmingham were concerned about Maccabi Tel Aviv fans coming, that their political leaders were concerned, and that the police ultimately looked at the evidence and they were also sufficiently concerned to issue this ban.
Navijači nogometnega kluba Maccabi so znani po nasilnih izgredih, tako podporniki kot vodstvo kluba pa imajo močne povezave z izraelsko vojsko, ki kljub mirovnemu sporazumu nadaljuje genocidni pohod v Gazi. Klub je večkrat poslal pakete pomoči izraelskim vojakom in pred pomembnimi tekmami predvajal videoposnetke klubskih delavcev, ki so pobijali v Gazi. Po poročanju medija Middle East Eye je nizozemska policija britanskim kolegom sporočila, da je več kot 200 podpornikov Makabija upletenih v izgrede v Amsterdamu, povezanih z genocidno vojsko. Dodatnih 100 pa je zelo organiziranih in izkušenih borcev. UEFA je takrat obljubila, da bo zbrala vsa relevantna poročila in se nato odločila o nadaljnih ukrepih. Prejšnji mesec je organizacija Fair Square na UEFA naslovila pismo, v katerem je organizacijo obtožila zanemarjanje obljub, saj ni dokazal, da bi UEFA po dogodkih v Amsterdamu sprožila preiskavo. UEFA prav tako ni storila ničesar glede porasta rasističnih incidentov na tekmah izraelskih nogometnih klubov. Organizacija Kick-It-Out je v lanski sezoni izraelske nogometne lige zabeležila 64-odstoten porast rasističnih dogodkov, največ prav na tekmah Maccabi Tel Aviva. Sogovornik komentira, da je to v nasprotju z UEFA-nim statutom, ki zahteva, da njene članice izvajajo učinkovito politiko za izkoreninjenje rasizma.
UEFA has a provision in their statutes which says that all member associations have to have a policy to effectively eradicate racism from supporters. This is a sensible policy because we know how that racism and violence swirls around lots of groups of football supporters. It has been clear for some time that in Israel there's a problem with fan racism. The most notorious club are a club called Beitar Jerusalem, who have very strong links to the Netanyahu government, and who are notoriously and very provocatively and violently racist in their outlook. Maccabi Tel Aviv fans are not quite as bad, but are definitely up there. And the organization that's done the most work on this is Kick It Out Israel, an anti-racist group based in Israel who has gone out and documented racism in Israeli football stadiums. They've done it for the last three seasons. Their most recent report came out in June this year, and it documented a 64% rise in racism. And it said that the fan group with the biggest increase in racism was, in fact, Maccabi Tel Aviv supporters. They also documented racist chanting at 13 out of 14 Israeli clubs. This is significant because, yes, football supporters around the world have problems with racism. But in Israel, it is very clear that Israel supporters are incredibly politically influential. The situation is worsening And according to Kick It Out Israel, the Israeli Football Association is doing nothing to address this problem. Now, the other organisation that's doing nothing to address this problem is UEFA, of course. UEFA has a responsibility to look at these issues and to apply sanctions when they find that these member associations are not acting, and they have completely dropped the ball on this. And I think to a large extent, the political controversy surrounding the Maccabi game against Aston Villa is caused by UEFA's negligence in this matter.
UEFA krši tudi statut Mednarodne nogometne zveze, znane kot FIFA, saj ne sankcionira izraelskih nogometnih ekip, ki tekmujejo na okupiranem palestinskem ozemlju. Sedem takšnih ekip je bilo leta 2017 pri izraelski nogometni zvezi.
So the clearest statute breach, I think, from the Israeli Football Association is the fact that they allow Israeli teams to play matches in Palestinian settlements. And that's been going on for a very long time. And they have done nothing about it. Now, that's technically a breach of the FIFA statutes, but all groups, all UEFA member associations are bound to follow the FIFA statutes. So in that regard, it's their problem too.
Nazaj v Združeno kraljestvo. Pred tekmo je Birminghamski varnostni odbor vnovič odobril odločitev, da gostujočim navijačem prepove vstop na stadion. Tudi policija je kasneje zatrdila, da so prepoved uvedli zaradi huliganstva med navijači. Na dan tekme je policija pripravila obsežno operacijo, v kateri je sodelovalo 700 policistov, policijski konji, enota z droni in enota za nadzor cestnega prometa. Policija je aktivirala tudi tako imenovani 60. člen, v okviru katerega so policistom podeljena pooblastila, da lahko v določenih delih Birminghama ustavijo in preiščejo ljudi brez utemeljenega razloga. Za izvajanje določila se je policija odločila zaradi zaščite skupnosti pred nevarnim ravnanjem. Pred tekmo so se šole zaprle predčasno, v okolici stadiona pa so člani propalestinskih organizacij izobesili plakate, na katerih je pisalo: igre vojne niso dovoljene, sionisti niso dobrodošli. Na protestu, ki je sicer kljub provokacijam sionistov potekal mirno, se je zbralo okoli 2000 propalestinskih podpornikov, medtem ko je bilo sionističnih podpornikov le okoli 50. Slednji so peli antiislamske pesmi in skandirali v podporo skrajno desnemu ustanovitelju protimuslimanske skupine Angliška obrambna liga Tommyju Robinsonu. Več o dogajanju pove anonimni udeleženec propalestinskega protesta.
There are about 2,000, maybe 3,000 people at the match demonstrating outside. There was a contingent of pro-Israel supporters that was quite small and kept quite far away. There was also a group of far-right pro-Israel protesters. In Britain at the moment, we have a lot of right-wing activists, and they wanted to come and basically, I think, have a violent confrontation with the Palestine supporters. But luckily that was avoided, and the police intervened and separated that group off, which basically marched on us, wanting to confront us, but the police pushed them away. So it was a very peaceful protest, very few arrests, no violence on the side of the Palestinian supporters. And we made the point that wherever Israel goes, wherever its teams go, there will be protest. So it will never be normal again for Israel to play in Europe in sporting competitions.
Prepoved vstopa na stadion genocidnim hujskačem Makabija je UEFA pospremila s poročilom, da si želi, da bi bili navijači v tujini varni in dobrodošli. Hkrati pa navijačem izraelskih klubov dopuščajo vse več rasističnih incidentov ter klubom nemoteno dovoljujejo nastope in torej profitiranje v svojih tekmovanjih. A ja, če koga zanima rezultat, Aston Villa je zmagala z 2-0. Kiru Starmerju se kot navijaču Arsenala odpoveduje Tim.